Welcome to the Smarticle Podcast, where we take a good article and make it gooder.
This is great. This is the perfect post show for today. Weaponized incompetence. Brandon has lots of it when it comes to audio. But first, before we get to his weaponized incompetence when it comes to audio, 5 seconds of silence. Brought to you by Smarticle. Here's the headline. I have a boyfriend who uses weaponized incompetence.
Oh.
Can I change? This comes via the great Sammy Gale and GQ. This article is from a couple of years ago. The reason I bring this up is, I don't know if you saw Saturday Night Live, but they had this segment on Weekend Update about weaponized incompetence by men. And I Googled it, and this is the article that I thought was pretty interesting.
Yeah, well, this guy, he's an artist, poet, slash slacker dude, fully woke, way more on the woke side. I think he's English. I had a hard time getting through this. This is a GQ. It was fine, but I had a hard time getting through it.
Have you ever heard of this term, weaponized incompetence?
I haven't heard it. It's called weaponized incompetence. There's something else I've heard women call it where they're like doing more than they should. I don't remember the exact term for
nagging.
It,
is that it? Nagging?
No, it's like hidden chores, or I don't know. It doesn't matter. But yes, I've heard of the concept.
Here's a smidge. Hashtag weaponized incompetence has over 67 million views on TikTok. It's described as an unspoken learning, usually by men, into a "you're so much better at this than me, so why don't you just do it" attitude. This is not only gets you off the hook, but adds to your partner's literal to-do list, or in the case of cognitive labor, planning, scheduling, their mental workload. One video sees a woman roasting her husband by sending him off to the supermarket with not only a shopping list, but a detailed map and paper printout of all the products. In another, a dad strolls downstairs to his wife looking after their two children at 11 a.m. following a luxuriously long shower and a 45-minute dump. Last part. I'm more likely not to act, to forget, to run out of time, perhaps subconsciously by procrastinating or taking on too much work, to the point that I find myself wafting a few fruit flies away from our leaning tower of yucca plant before Emily properly waters and repots it before we leave for the airport. But there is also, if I'm honest, part of my brain that justifies doing less of the thinking and planning in our relationship simply because I think she does a better job of anything that I can do. This rings very, very true in my house, not because my wife can do things better than me, but that she's very particular on how she wants things done. So most of the time I'm like, well, Jen, there's no point in me doing something, so you redo it. So yes, there's weaponized incompetence in my house, but it's more that my wife's so effing particular that she might as well just do everything.
Yeah, this is a really complex, I mean, as much as it's sort of funny, there's also a lot of complexity to this in terms of relationships. And they talked about this was mostly heterosexual. I don't know if gay relationships are different in this term. That'd be an interesting one to study side by side. But I agree with you on that. It's sort of like, well, wait a second. You tell me to do something and I do it. Like I make dinner and Corey's like, why did you just make that? I'm like, well, if you don't like what I made,
yes,
then make something yourself. And it's sort of like, it's not the way they want. I mean, I think it's a two-way street. Absolutely. Are there lazy people, especially older generation where men kind of expected the wife, the father went to work and the wife stayed home. And I think that's probably where it comes from, this sort of traditional roles. But I know in our house, I mean, I've seen your house. You work a lot. You clean, you do all sorts of stuff. I know I do a ton of stuff around here. I mean, a ton. Probably more so, I do all the driving for our daughter to everything. I'm the total soccer dad. I do all the outside work. I mow the lawns. I do all that stuff. I take out the trash. I do all those things. And I'm not complaining. Corey does a ton of other things. We don't really have this problem, but I definitely know what you're saying about like complaining about something. Well, then do it yourself.
Okay, you definitely have, I just want to repoint this out. He has definitely weaponized incompetence when it comes to the audio and Smarticle. But I will say you or I are not afraid of hard work. That's not something, I have lazy moments, but I am generally speaking a pretty hard worker. So I'm not afraid of cooking, cleaning, going to work, working hard, blah, that's not my problem. The rub comes when my wife wants it done differently than how I do it. Therefore, I'm like, then you should just do it, or let me do it the way I want to do it.
Yeah, we've said this, so it's sort of like the same thing. I don't, at that point, it's an impasse.
Yes.
I'm like, well, then I don't know what to tell you.
And my wife just ends up doing it. And I'm like, well, there you go.
Then you can't complain about it.
Which, there you go. There's the circle.
So let's flip that around on its ear. Does that ever happen the other way around where your wife just doesn't do something the way you want? Like, here's a perfect example. I have my daughter write all the thank you cards. I'm the thank you card person in our family. I send out all the notes to everyone.
Well, that's where you're wrong. That's where you're wrong.
Why?
Because it's the year 2024 of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
We do all the thank you notes on the phone. It's called the postcard.
Okay, well,
app.
That's okay. Well, I don't care. I think it's a very nice touch to send out a card.
Yes, you send a picture and you write a little note and it's a postcard that gets there. Anyways, go on.
Hey, whatever. The point is sending thank you notes, asswipe. That's not what we're talking about
here.
Do
you use Flint to start your fires still?
Oh my God, dude. It's painful. It's like, can't even have a conversation with you anymore. It's brutal. I think you people are hearing the divorce right on live on air. The Smarticle divorce is happening. I do that because I think it's important. Corey does not. She just is like, I don't really care to do that. And I'm not going to really make Maple do that. And I'm like, well, I think it's important. So the truth is, if I think it's important, I have to do it. I can't expect her to do it if she doesn't think it's important. And I think that's kind of where we are. As far as like, I can't get mad at her.
That's not the problem.
What's
I feel
the
like you once again, we're the problem is not when I want my kids to do something and I drive them to do it. It's when we both kind of want something to happen. Then what's the strategy for having it done? And the other person just saying you're doing it wrong.
Well, that sounds like it's in your house. That's my point.
Yeah, no, it is.
Right.
It
but is. This is not about that. This is about guys that are being lazy. And basically their wives or their significant others, their partners are doing the work because they're like, listen, you're so bad at this. And it's sort of like learned helplessness. These guys are like, I tried to wash the dishes, but they're all filthy still. Well, I'll just do it myself.
I will posit a theory, and I'm not an anthropologist.
You're not?
Nor am I a person who studies animals. But I would posit a theory that men, generally speaking, males, all of the animals, generally speaking, are lazier than the females. Like a lion sleeps like 20, like a male lion sleeps like 20 hours of the day. The woman like goes and kills the food, brings it back to the guy. Sorts of examples of the female working way harder than the male. By the way, my wife works harder than me. I can't outwork my wife. There's no way I can outwork my wife. She way works harder than
me. So here's a part of this, and I am just speculating, and you're going to tell me I'm wrong and land the plane and be a dick, but here's where I think you might be wrong. I wonder how much of this isn't about the socialization of women and the expectations, unfair expectations
totally.
Of women.
I'm just part of that.
Be perfect.
Yes.
No one expects you and I to be perfect. They're like, hey, you know what? They were able to put their shoes on today. Good for you, boy. It's like for women, I see it with my daughter, my 8-year-old daughter's got to like dress a certain way. There's so much pressure on girls to be perfect,
true.
To write perfectly, to do all these things. Well, I just wonder if that doesn't carry over into the home.
I think it does. But I still will hold through my non-scientific theory
women
work harder than males. It's just like...
That's a total generalization, dude.
You
have no basis for proof. You just stated that.
Hey, dude, bro.
Because I watched a show on lions once, and lions, the males, just sleep all the time. And that's what I want to do. I just want to sleep all the time.
I do want to sleep all the time. Oh, my gosh.
You can't have a real conversation, dude. No, the point of this article is that men, learned helplessness.
Listen, if you're a sexist and think males work harder than women, that's fine, Brandon. You stand on your own laurels. But I think women work harder than males.
I think
women work harder than males, Brandon. And I'm going to stick to that.
Maybe in your house because you're afraid of your wife and she does outwork
Definitely
you.
Afraid of her.
Here's the thing I know about your wife, and maybe this is other people's spouses. It could be male or female, but your wife never seems to actually ever have time to enjoy her life. And she's always, always going. And I'm like, is that normal?
I think if she were to get her a moment of not antagonizing, which you do a lot,
yeah.
A free moment, she would say that. I work so hard that it's hard for her to appreciate life because she's just working so hard all the time.
Yeah, and I just feel like maybe that's the point, is that maybe it's not just like you talked about the yucca plant. Maybe the yucca plant needs to just fall over. Who cares?
Yeah, but think about women. They feel this pressure, as you mentioned, to raise the children because it popped out of their you-know-whats and provide for the mortgage and parent kid. Like, there's just so much that they...
I'm going to ask you a last question. Try to be serious, and then we'll sign off.
Right.
Do you think this is just a part in time as we transition into the phase where there's a more egalitarian system in place?
Yes.
Women work. Women do all the things that men do. Do you think, like, in another generation or two, it will change?
I feel like we're in the middle. Like, so I took a celebrity tour when I was on spring break with my daughter, and someone was like, that's where George Burns used to live. And that's where Laverne from Laverne and Shirley, or it was Lucille Ball used to live there.
Yeah.
Dude, our kids are not going to know who Lucille Ball is. I know, but like, we're the bridge. I think we're the bridge in this male-female thing too. Like, the last of this generation of like, oh, the men go to work and the women's like that. When our kids grow up, that is going to be such a foreign concept, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. All right. Well, Larry, thank you for teaching me that all men are lazy and that we're just like lions.
Hey, sexist, just because you believe women aren't hard workers, it's fine with me.